Now, Mornings with Al Farabee on CFAX 1070.
Well, I want to do a segment here because today Victoria Hospice is joining with grief support services right across our country to observe National Bereavement Day. And a couple of guests to speak to this. Let me introduce, first of all, Heidi Wigmore, who is a Victoria Hospice Bereavement Counselor, who's joining us here at CFAX 1070. Heidi, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
And Max Bolka is going to be joining us here as well. And I want to say, first of all, good morning to you, Max.
Good morning. Thank you.
Heidi, let me start with you. What is National Bereavement Day, and why is this important to recognize this today?
Yeah, so this is a day that's been sort of set in place by a network of organizations that really want to emphasize the importance of talking about dying and death and grief and bereavement, knowing that this is something that we're all going to experience, have experienced, will experience, and how important it is to be able to think about it and talk about it and have care and supports in place when people are in a time of grief. So it's an opportunity to create dialogue, to not be afraid to talk about things that can be scary.
Now, Max, you're joining us here today because you are a widower, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell me your story briefly.
Well, my wife, we moved here to Victoria, and almost immediately my wife was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer, and it was a year from hell. And she passed in February of this year, 2023.
And talk about Victoria Hospice and how they have helped you in your grief.
Well, to be honest, Al, I had absolutely no idea something like this existed. I was very fortunate. In the middle of my grieving, I think somehow, some way, in the middle of all the confusion and grieving process, I came across the Victoria Hospice website, and I found workshops and walking groups, and it has literally, we couldn't save my wife, but I got to tell you, they saved my life.
Heidi, talk about the grief support group, and how does this help people dealing with their grief, people like Max?
Yeah, Max, we're so grateful you're sharing your story. And, you know, it's such a privilege we get to work with folks like Max in this really tender and vulnerable and uncertain time, you know, making the change after losing someone who's immensely important. So at hospice and many other bereavement and support organizations, we offer individual grief counseling. We offer grief support groups and workshops. And so, you know, for instance, Max was a part of our Walking Through Grief support group. We have a variety of other groups as well. And these are opportunities for people to be together, you know, be with people who are also grieving, which, you know, it's often not this idea that we're, how do we fix what's happening, you know, that there's a way to easily solve the experience of losing someone. It's more about, you know, how do you navigate it? How do you move forward? How do you not be alone in that process? And our support groups or other support groups can be such a powerful way of feeling, okay, this is normal. You know, and other people are feeling the intense things that I'm feeling, you know, are having the same questions. So a really great opportunity to have one form of support in a support group.
Max, let me ask you, because I know there's people listening or watching, and some either have gone through or are currently going through a similar process you're going through. Is there anything that you'd like to say or any advice you'd like to give somebody that's listening out there that is struggling?
Yes, Al. You know, the grieving process, it blindsided us and it blindsided me, and it's very difficult to go through alone. Grief can be incredibly isolating, and as a result, it can stir up a lot of things all the way to depression. And you don't have to go through it alone. One of the biggest things I learned was, as Heidi mentioned, you're with other people and they get it. It's very difficult to understand unless you've gone through it. So you know you're not going crazy and you're not alone. Two big things that I learned.
Heidi, let me ask you the same question, just with your expertise and situations you've been through before, for our listeners that are listening and to obviously those that are viewing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, so much advice I want to give, love to give it, you know, to remind people this is natural, it is normal, but it can be extremely difficult and painful. You know, people talk about the waves of grief. I think it's a helpful metaphor, but those waves, when they come along, can be very, very difficult. You know, part of it is learning how to feel things, you know, as they come along, but also how to be making the changes in your life without someone who's been primary in that, in your life. And each of us is going to, each person is going to go through their grieving process in their own unique way. There's not one way to do it. But I think, you know, what we really want to encourage here is, in all the ways that make sense to each person, is to not do it alone. You know, some of us are more introverted, some of us are more extroverted, but find the people who you can feel supported by, or you can support, you know, in that reverse situation, you know, whether that's your family and friends. But also, don't be afraid to ask for professional help. You know, there's lots of people who care and want to help, and or lots of other grievers who want to sort of stand in solidarity with you. So to not be, you know, to take that brave step if you need it. There are supports out there.
Really good advice. Max, I thank you. I thank you for your courage to come on the radio today and to talk about this. It's not an easy thing to do, but we certainly appreciate your candor and your personal thoughts, and we wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you, Al. Thank you, Heidi. I appreciate it.
And Heidi, thank you for your conversation and expertise, and we'll have many more conversations in regards to this as well. But thank you for doing this today.
Yeah, thank you to you and Max. We really appreciate it.
Hey, it's Bailey and Johnny from 107.3 Virgin Radio. Want even more Victoria? Check out our podcast.
We're keeping it local, mixing in some nonsense, and there's even some contests to enter.
It's Bailey and Johnny, the podcast.
Download for free on the iHeartRadio app.